Om Shanti, everyone, and a warm welcome to today's morning session, and welcome to everybody online as well. So today we have with us lovely dear sisters, Sister Rajni and Sister Bhavna, and both of them have been with Baba more than 4 centuries. That's a long time. So 4 decades. So they've been 40 plus years with Baba. Both of them started their Brahmin life in India, and then both were called overseas to do seva. Sister Rajni currently looks after both Japan and the Philippines, and Sister Bhavna looks after New Zealand and Fiji. And they are very, very responsible for all the operations of the Brahma Kumaris around Asia. So we warmly welcome them, everyone. And lovely that they can be here. And today it's a dialogue, as you heard the topic, how to say goodbye to unhappiness. And we look forward to hearing their thoughts. So thank you for being with us. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Sunamen. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So this morning topic is very interesting, to say goodbye to unhappiness. Nowadays, present time, we all are aware of the situation of the world. One side, Ukraine, Israel, war is going on. Other side, nature is creating their upheaval. Other side, the economy of the world is going down and down. Some political upheaval is also there. So people in the world, they are very, very sad, unhappy, angry, and irritated. They all want to experience real peace and happiness in their life. How can I help to the people of the world? So first, I need to understand what is a happiness. Happiness is a positive emotion. Baba gives the definition of happiness is where you can experience the feeling of joy, inner satisfaction, contentment and fulfillment. When I experience those beautiful qualities, then I can able to help others. To experience that inner satisfaction, first I need to remain happy with myself, happy with others, and even happy with Baba. How do I remain happy with myself? So I pay little attention to maintain my self-esteem, self-respect. Because in Brahmin life, many little problems come. Imagine 2 BKs are there. 1 BK is very, very talented. Another one is not that talented. So one will compare with others and start thinking, oh, look, that one has so many beautiful qualities, so many talents. I don't have any talent in my life. So you start losing happiness when you do the comparison. So comparison and competition are the seeds where you lose your happiness. That's why Baba says that in Brahmin life, self-respect is very important thing. To maintain that self-esteem, I pay attention on churning Baba's knowledge. Because knowledge is a light. When you imbibe in your life, which gives you lot of might. So when I start churning Baba's knowledge, knowledge gives me that light and might, which helps me to maintain my self-respect. In our Indian mythology, little story is written. In that story, they say that one day, deities and devils both have decided to churn the ocean. Deities, goodies and baddies, both have decided to churn the ocean. It was a huge task. But both have started to churn the ocean. And when they were churning the ocean, first thing emerged from the ocean was poison. When poison emerged, nobody wanted, not deities, not devils. So what they did? They gave poison to God. In Bhakti story, they say, one of the Indian gods, Shankar, which is symbol of Baba, he accepted that poison. And again they started churning the ocean. And this time, very beautiful things emerged from the ocean. Lakshmi, nectar, 9 jewels, which everybody wanted. Yeah? So same process takes place with us. When we start churning Baba's knowledge, which thing emerged first? Poison. Yeah, negative thoughts, waste thoughts, useless thoughts. And some Baba's children become a bit scared. Oh, I am start churning Baba's knowledge. And all this rubbish emerged. And then they stop churning knowledge. But Baba says, if rubbish emerges, don't worry. Our memorial is written in Bhakti. Give it to Baba. And keep churning Baba's knowledge. Eventually nectar will emerge. Yeah? So that nectar, good points, makes my self-esteem very, very stable and unshakable. So to become happy with the self, I need to maintain my self-respect. How do I become happy with others? Because whatever you do for people, they don't become happy. They always find out some of our fault, some of our weaknesses. How do I make them happy? Baba said, to make people happy, I need to give them regard, respect. If they are senior than me, give them regard, respect. If they are junior than me, give them lot of love, they'll become happy. They don't want anything else from us. So with that method, I can look after them. And third area is, I need to remain happy with Baba. Sometimes we have lot of expectations from Baba. Baba should do this, that for me. No, Baba is already doing lot for me. We expect lot from Baba, but how much we do for Baba? both ways need checking, both sides need checking. Yeah? So if I remain happy with Baba, then no question is there. So whatever Baba is doing for me, just accept everything. Not to have any more thoughts, any more questions, any more expectations. So when I look after these three areas, self, others, and Baba, then I remain constant happy. Then I look after myself and also I look after others, help people, positive way. So those are few thoughts on the happiness. Rajniven, over you.
Thank you, Bhavanamen. So just short me also, I want to share my experience. You know, this is my personal experience. Long time ago, I was in one country in the beginning when I started this service of double foreigners, you know, in outside of India. So it was new country, pressure, not knowing many things. So one day I was so unhappy, crying, and one Indian teacher from India was visiting that country. So she saw me. "Why you are unhappy?" "Oh," I said, "yeah, I am unhappy because of pressure, because of so many expectations, because it's a new country, I don't know what to do." She said very beautiful thing. She said, "Happiness is a decision, your choice. Make your decision today that you will always remain happy and say goodbye to unhappiness. It's my decision, my choice." It was so beautiful, this wisdom that sister shared. And I asked her this question, "You have made decision already?" She said, "Yeah, I made a decision to be happy in my life. So this is my decision to be happy and to say goodbye to unhappiness." And the second thing which helps, you know, to understand happiness, this is a beautiful story that Janki shared, which I keep in my mind. Once it was 2:30, 3 o'clock, Daddy Janki was passing the history hall in Madhuban. She saw Brahma Baba dancing. Daddy said, "Baba, you are dancing this time." You know what Baba said? "Yes, child. Who can dance in happiness?" Very beautiful answer. Brahma Baba said, "I have no agenda, no issue, no ill feeling for any soul in this world." What a power, no? That Brahma Baba's heart, so clean, no account with anyone, no issue, no conflict. That what is the cleanliness, the sachai, the truth. Baba said to Dadi, "The one who is truthful dances always. I have no bad feeling for anyone." That's where the happiness comes. Brahma Baba's story always inspired me. Brahma Baba went through also many difficult things, opposition, to start this work of transformation on earth. It's not a joke. So many things happen. And yet, what kept Brahma Baba moving in his life was this truth. This truth brings lightness and happiness. So,
Now you have a little bit idea of this. Actually, this topic we took from Baba's Murli. Remember 2 weekends ago Baba talked about no matter what happens, happiness should not go. So we took this topic from Baba. So we thought, why not to have few questions with each other so we can share more. So I asked Bhavna Ben the first question, why people say happiness is the best nourishment? Can you share?
Yes, we heard many times in Baba's Murli, Baba has been saying that happiness is the best nourishment because our soul needs nourishment of happiness. I give you example, like when you eat physical food and after eating too much food, how do you feel? Bit lazy. Yeah, physical food makes you bit lazy as well as sleepy. But the food of happiness, if you eat more, you become alert and active. This food makes me alert and active. Physical food can make you a bit greedy. If my favorite dish is there, then I eat more. So it will make me a bit greedy. But the happiness of nourishment doesn't make you greedy. If you eat more, still it will help you a lot. Yeah? The physical food sometimes we eat doesn't give us the feeling of satisfaction. After eating, you desire to eat more and more. But the nourishment of happiness gives you the feeling of fullness. Once you have this food, your mind, intellect will not pull towards anything or anyone. Baba says this nourishment of happiness can become a very good vitamin for my soul. When body becomes weak or sick, body needs extra vitamins. When my soul becomes a bit weak, soul also needs the vitamins. Body needs 4 main vitamins. A, B, C, D. Soul also needs same vitamins. Whenever you take vitamin tablets, you generally take morning time. So whole day you see the effect of that vitamin. If you take nighttime vitamin, you can't sleep. Yeah? So soul also needs this vitamins morning time. Vitamin A means Atma conscious. Soul conscious. When you become a soul conscious, you are detached from everyone, everything. That is our first lesson and final lesson. Vitamin B. B has so many various groups are there. It's very important, B group. So vitamin B is a Baba conscious. When I am connected with Baba, yeah, this battery will be charged. It will help me throughout the day. Vitamin C is a cycle conscious. I was deity in golden age world, silver age world. I became a worshipper. So those 5 exercises which Baba gives us, yeah, that is remembering the cycle. Vitamin D is a drama conscious. Anything happens, what I should apply? Full stop. No question mark. Because question mark is so crooked. And after applying question mark, you have to put the dot. Yeah? So Baba says, why do you do extra work? Just apply the dot. Baba is a dot. Soul is a dot. Drama is a dot. Soul world is a dot world. And whatever accounts I have created, I have to make into the zero. So five dot. Remind yourself. Yeah? So, and even in food you can see various things you need. Like you need starch in the food, carbohydrate. So what is the carbs my soul need? Soul need service is a carbs. Brahman cannot survive without doing Baba's service. Yeah? Then in protein we make sure enough food, enough protein is there. Without protein your bones will not become strong. Yeah? So what protein my soul need? Purity is the protein. Without purity, you cannot call anyone Brahmin, yogi. So purity is the foundation of a yogi life. In India, we consider yogi, it's called next to God. Because yogi has aimed to become like God. Yeah? So purity is like a protein for the soul. And then in food you can see various minerals are there. Without minerals, spices, food will not become a tasty. So which minerals my soul need? Divine virtues, divine qualities are minerals for the soul. And after having healthy food, doctor also says to do little exercise. Body need exercise. So what exercise I have to give to soul? Exercise of traveling to three world. That is the exercise my mind, my soul need. So if soul and body both get healthy food, then both will remain healthy and happy. Hey, lots of health bhagat nowadays advertise that certain food is considered is a complete food. Yeah? So Baba says, which is complete food for us? Where you can get all vitamins, where you can get carbs, protein, minerals, everything are there. Which is the complete food? So that complete food is our Murli. You get everything in the Murli. Yeah? So that is a complete food. That's why Baba says in Murli that happiness is the best nourishment. I have to give healthy food to my mind as well as my body. Then both remain happy and healthy. Yeah? So I have one question for Rajni Ben. Rajni Ben, what is your happiest moment of your Brahmin life?
So Brahmin life we all know. Brahmin life is designed by Baba. From morning till evening, which we call maryadas, we follow these maryadas from Amrit Vela, evening yoga, Murli class, Karam Yogi stage, serving others is Brahmin life. But internally, what my mind is doing, that is most important. The work Baba has given to the mind is to remember Baba, like genie. Do not waste your thoughts and time. So, my Brahmin life, of course, full of happiness. But the real happiness which I want to talk is, comes when I churn Baba's Gyan, knowledge, that generates urja, energy of happiness. But the best moment, two moments I want to share. One is, one day I had this pure desire, you know, when Baba used to come in Dadi Gulzar's body. One day, I asked Dadiji, Dadi Prakash Mani, that I want to give, you know, the bhog in Baba's mouth, feed Baba. And when I was feeding that little fruit, you know, to Baba, I was taking drishti from Bhaktada. That drishti which I was taking from Bhaktada transported me into golden age. While Bhaktada was giving me drishti, I experienced golden age. Krishna, the new world, a deity. I was in different world. That Baba's drishti, that was the best moment of my Brahmin life. So lighthouse, Baba's drishti was lighthouse. No other thought entering in my mind. Just I see Bap Dada's drishti experiencing the new world, the golden age through Bap Dada's drishti. Best moment, very happy. The other I can share is that in Brahmin life, the happiest moment is that when the soul conquers, you know, like when ups and downs come in life, opposition comes, problem comes, sanskara clash comes, many things happen practically in our Brahmin life. When I really realized, when I was passing through a very big test in my life, when I experienced, I realized Baba has accepted me. Baba has selected me. Baba has understood me. Baba is giving me this a beautiful fortune. Because sometimes our mind is thinking outside to get approval, to get from outside something, acceptance. But my happiness came when I was going through a big, you know, test in my life. The moment of that happiness was when this clicked in my heart, in my mind. When you have so many thoughts, so many things happening. But that thought, when I was sitting in yoga and experienced, Baba has accepted. No need to ask question even why it is happening. That question why brings too many thoughts in the mind, brings unhappiness. When this acceptance came, that experience of acceptance from Baba touched my heart, then I was released. That was the best moment of my life. Because in every day there are little tests, but big tests when they come, at that time, to experience happiness is something, isn't it? You know, during the day, small tests come in life. 5 minutes, 2 minutes, someone got irritated, someone got impatient. These are little tests. But the challenges of life, when it comes in the form of sickness, in the form of opposition, in the form of natural calamities, I went through many things in my life. At least 4 I passed. You know, so that the moment with Baba's communication, from Baba's experience, the acceptance, that gives me the best moment of my Brahmin life of happiness. So, another question for Bhamna Ben. Bhamna Ben, your question. What are practical methods do you use to remain very light?
Quite few methods I use in my life to remain light, because I remember before going to the Baba's service to West, I was a bit little reserved nature person. But as soon as I arrived in West, you know, people say something, na, in front of you. So I just saw the culture, people. And then I explained myself that if I am going to live in this country and do Baba's service, I have to remain very light and very easy. Then I can do Baba's service here. So, first method I generally enjoy in my life is remembering Baba Amrit Vela. Every Amrit Vela, I'm looking forward. Because that's the time Baba has given us the free time. And that's the time you can catch Baba's teachings, catch Baba's signals, catch Baba's guidance. And many times I have experienced Baba helped me a lot during that time. I like to share one of the practical experiences. One day I was going to go to one of the new island. First time I was going to go to this island. So before going out from the house, I always go to Baba's room. So I went to Baba's room, taking leave for Baba. And Baba said that day, that today is not a very good idea to go to this island. So I said to Baba, Baba, I already made arrangement, and first impression is called last impression. Yeah? Next time they are not going to invite me again. So I said to Baba, okay Baba, whatever happens, you look after us. We can't cancel this program. Yeah? So we went to this island. So we had to go by boat. Three of us were there. Myself, one sister was with me, and one brother. Yeah? And it was a 5 hours journey was there. We started our journey very nicely. Everything was very smooth. Yeah? And we were in the water. Suddenly, I saw the big storm was coming. And our boat was going like that, up and down, up and down. And in the boat, variety type of people were sitting there. Yeah, about 10, 12 Muslims were there. About 15 Christians were there. And about 8 or 10 Hindus were there. And 3 of us, Baba's children, were there. Yeah, so it wasn't that huge boat, just reasonable. And then boat was going up and down like that. Yeah. When this kind of sorrow comes, what happens? Everyone remembers God. So whoever was sitting in the boat, they started remembering God in their language, in their, according to their religion. So I saw some of the Muslim people, yeah, they kneel down and they started calling God Allah, Allah, yeah, and they were crying because they did not know what would happen, yeah. And some Christians were there, they were calling out to God, Jesus, Jesus, yeah, they were remembering in their way. And those, one sister and brother, they were asking me, sister, what would happen? Yeah, I say, don't worry, this is a test for us. And we have to pass this test. Nothing will happen. Baba is with us. And if we have to go home, we will go with Baba. Don't worry. Yeah? And then I saw some Hindus were sitting in the boat. You know how many gods are there in Hindu religion? 330 million gods and goddesses are there. They were calling everybody. At least somebody will come and rescue them. Yeah? So it was a total sad scene was there. And I was watching everything and everyone. And I could not tolerate that scene. So I stood up and I told everybody, look, your God and my God is not different. Everyone's God is one. If you want to remember God with that love and faith, not in distress like that. And that was a time of emergency. Yeah? Everybody was listening very quietly. And then slowly, slowly I gave them the introduction of Baba. And I said, okay, now we all sit down very quietly. And we all remember God together. Yeah? And then I slowly, slowly started giving them commentary. They all sat down very peacefully. Yeah? And the storm, it was quite bad. And I could see, slowly, slowly, the storm calmed down. And again we had to travel 2 hours journey. So during those 2 hours, they were asking me many questions. Hey, sister, who are you? Where are you come from? Where are you going? So I gave them the address, whichever island I was going to go. Yeah, and invited them, if you want to come, most welcome to come and attend program. And some of them came and they attended program. Yeah? So that's why Baba says that Amrit Vela is the best time where you can get the chins from Baba, where you can do the heart-to-heart chit-chat with Baba. And second, my interesting thing in my life is Baba's Murli. I love Baba's Murli because Baba's Murli gives us very, very beautiful message. Hey, Murlish, the word, is made with 5 letters. M, U, R, L, I. M means Manthan. Manthan means Murli teaches us how to churn. M, U. U means understand. First, I have to understand each and every aspect of Murli. Then I'll make others to understand. 3rd letter is R, means read, realize and remember. How many times Dadi used to read Murli? How many times Mama used to read Murli? Yeah, if you read more and more times, then you understand Murli quite well. Yeah, and you remember the points of the Murli. L means learn. Every day, I have to learn 1 good point from Murli to myself. Yeah? And 3rd letter is I. I means intoxication. Imbibe. When I imbibe Baba's Murli, I'll be intoxicated. Yeah? So Murli is my favorite subject and I love Baba's Murli so much. 3rd thing, practical method I use in my life is whatever past is past. Not to remember the past. Because if you remember the past, which makes you a bit sad and unhappy. That's why in the world very, very favorite quotation is there. Always remind yourself that yesterday is a history. Tomorrow will be mystery. Yeah? And today is a gift. That's why we call it present. So present life is a beautiful gift for me. Yeah, remember all beautiful present moments with Baba. How happy we are. How much we enjoying this Brahmin life. All these happiest moments when I remember, which will help me lot. Yeah. So, past is past. Don't revise or repeat the past. Yeah. And newness. Try to bring some newness in life. Newness gives lot of hope and enthusiasm. Because same routine you keep doing, what would happen? Same routine will makes you boring. Yeah, you become bored, tired. But every time new skills when I learn, some new thing I learn in Baba's Gyan, yeah, which creates that hope and enthusiasm in our life. Yeah, and sometimes I also enjoy introversion. Yeah, I definitely enjoy the company of Baba's children very much. But still I like the company of myself and Baba. Yeah, silence, solitude. It's very, very important thing. Yeah, then you can see yourself very well. Then we can see what improvement I need to bring in my life. Yes, sometimes, of course, defamation comes in our life. Yeah? So whenever somebody is defaming you or doing gossiping, at that time, we do become little unhappy, sad. So what I do? I remember the example of elephant. When we were little in India, elephant would go everywhere. In our street, elephant would come. Yeah, in our countries, you don't see elephant on street. Yeah, you have to go to zoo to see elephant or any animals. Yeah, but in India, we have an open zoo. Now, you see on road everybody. Human beings are walking there. Yeah, elephants are there, camels are there, goats are there, everybody. And everybody knows who has to give way to whom. Yeah, such a great global cooperation we have in India. Yeah, if you are driving on the road, you can see suddenly buffalo would come. Middle of the road. Yeah, you toot the horn, buffalo says, yes, I am listening. Yeah, again you toot the horn. Say, yes, I am listening. Again you toot the horn. Buffalo says, I'm not going to move. And drivers are so patient in India. They move their vehicle. Buffalo don't move. Yeah, that's why in India we call buffalo road tax officer, RTO. They don't move. You have to move. In our country, if we make little mistake on road, we get stern eyes and lot of blessings. Yeah? But in this country, in Bharat, no problem is there. Yeah? So I was talking about elephant. So whenever elephant comes in our street, the dogs from the whole street comes together. They start barking towards elephant. But you can see the speciality of elephant. They never ever see the backward. Hey, let me see how they bark. They never see. What they do? They keep walking with dignity on their path. Yeah, so I always remember the example of this elephant which I liked very much. Yeah? If anybody is defaming you, don't worry. Just keep walking on your spiritual path with that dignity. Whenever they get tired, they quieten down. Don't worry. Yeah? So, when sometimes defamation comes, I try to take life that way, so that doesn't affect me too much. Yeah? So, those are some of the practical methods I use to make myself happy. Yes. So I have one more question for Rajni Ben. What type of unhappiness you said goodbye after coming to Baba?
After coming to Baba, I remember once I was with Dadi Janki in the car, and I asked her one question, and then I realized, wow, this is the thing which is really a habit. The habit to say goodbye was this thinking about the past, as you were mentioning, you know, present is present, past is past history. I used to think, you know, if someone did something and I remember that, but the scene is gone, but still the soul is remembering that. So when the mind is remembering the past, then I used to feel suppression. So I asked Dadi one day about something in the car. Dadi said, don't remember, this is the past, say goodbye to past. And then I realized, yeah, this is the one which is causing me suppression. Even just to think, to remember what someone did to me. And that is in my memory, and I am remembering. So Dadi helped me to think two things. One, she said that think, the scene of the drama is gone. Whosoever did something to you, that person 2 years ago, 1 year ago, few months ago, finished. But while you are remembering, and this is the habit when we remember, you have to say goodbye to that. Second, if I don't say goodbye, then I'm losing two things in my life, in my Brahmin life. One is the inheritance from Baba. Because Baba is present at this time in Sangam Yuga, 24 hours, to give to the soul peace and happiness. And when we remember Shiv Baba, we receive peace, happiness. When we remember the past, we receive sorrow, unhappiness. So say goodbye to the past. Don't allow your mind to go there and keep on remembering. It's the feelings, the memories which is emerging. But the present time, Baba is with me. And Dadi explained to me, beautiful, within 2 minutes, I realized, say goodbye to the past. Because I remember, as soon as you start to speak to Dadi, anything about the past, Dadi will tell us, this is a ghost. You know, past in Hindi is called Bhutkal. Bhut means ghost. If you think about the past, you are remembering the ghost. Ghost will not leave you. So don't remember the past. So this was my goodbye to the past. And to keep the present Baba in front of me. Don't lose the inheritance which Baba is giving to me. Otherwise I will be deprived from the peace and happiness. The third thing I want to say is that we are Brahmins. We Brahmins have to create our own part. Our own part means Amrit Vela, as Bhavna Ven is saying, that Amrit Vela is the time. You know, once Dadi shared with us, Dadi Janki, this point, that whole day we can be busy, no problem. You can do video recording, you can do printing, you can do this, you can do that. That is fine. But Dadi Janki told us a beautiful thing which I experimented. She said to us, every Amrit Vela, do you go to Baba? Do you ask Baba, Baba, what you want me to do today? Remember Bhavna Ben was saying, when we go out of the house, we go to Baba's room, no? Take leave. Because Baba is my boss. So Baba, Amrit Vela, do you ask Baba, what part, what you want me to do today? So ask Baba. Then Baba has this thought that this child is available today. Then Baba will touch souls to go take Gyan from you. Many souls are asking for peace and happiness. Baba receives these feelings, vibrations from Bhagat souls. Many people in the war, many people are here, they are asking for peace and happiness. But we Brahmins are 24 hours on seva, on service of Baba. Brahmin life is for serving others, removing sorrow, giving happiness. As Baba's work is remover of sorrow, giver of happiness. The same thing with Brahmin. I'm a Brahmin for what purpose? It is to remove sorrow, give happiness to souls, isn't it? So every morning, to create your part, ask Baba, what you want me to do today? Then Baba will touch souls. And those who are looking for Baba, peace, happiness, they will come to you. So Daddy says, this is how you build, you create your part. The other way, okay, very lenient way, Brahmin life. I get up, do Amrit Vela, do routine, do this, do that. But do I ask Baba what he wants me to do today? That is the difference I saw. Every day, simple lifestyle, routine of Brahmin is fine. But to do something, to build a life extraordinary, then Baba has to be involved in my life. Every morning, ask Baba. Because I asked Dadi, Dadi Janki said, she built her life with this thought. Every morning asking Baba, what you want me to do today? Because Dadi said she was in London, she had a no course, no one coming, no not knowing English. Baba touched her, okay, today you give drishti, whosoever comes. So Dadi used to prepare her consciousness, practice soul consciousness, detachment from the body, and whichever soul come, Dadi used to give 45 minutes drishti. And this is how the soul started to get the first lesson. And otherwise we are giving lesson, but their soul is not experiencing. Soul is a soul separate from body. But then Dadi did this service of giving drishti. So let's experience that stage.
पांडव शिव शक्ति सेनापी रण फेरी अब फिर बजती है। सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।
धाम में तुम्हें
सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।
धाम में तुम्हें जाना है।
सो दिस प्रैक्टिस, you know, Brahma Baba, Mama, they have done a lot of this practice, detachment from the body. This is our first lesson, isn't it? I remember, you know, I have seen Brahma Baba once and Mama once, even very young age. You know, so that impact is still on me. Even a child receiving this vibration, drishti from Mama and Baba, and experiencing something different. I did not know at that time, you know, body and soul, very young child, but that urja, the energy, the vibration of Baba's drishti, giving experience. You know, Baba Mama used to meet children in history hall, and when children come to meet Baba, they sit 45 minutes in yoga to experience this separation from body. I'm a soul. And when Mama Baba come, they also give drishti. And the souls experience lightness, as if all burden is removed. So this practice is the foundation of, I think, all kinds of happiness, isn't it? Otherwise, the mind is so occupied with every daily routine outside activity and also the old sanskar, you know, thinking, the memories, so mind is not getting detached from it. So this practice now and then during the day, because to remember this, who am I, is a Brahmin. Brahmin is not just a word, it's a very high level of positivity, energy in the mind you are generating. Your mind can produce this kind of prakampan, the vibration, the energy of positivity. And little more than that is beneficial energy. You know, as Bhavana Ben just explained, no yogi has the aim to become like Baba, because Baba's energy is 24 hours available in the world, isn't it? So beneficial energy, removing sorrow energy, very positive, very beneficial. So same is we, to become like Baba, means master, remover of sorrow, giver of happiness. So we have 24 hours, you know, to do this seva, this service. That to keep producing this urja, the energy, the vibration, to in the atmosphere, in the world, and to the souls. So whosoever will receive will experience detachment from the body and peace. So last question, Mira, Bhavna Ma'am. Okay. Okay. You can ask. Maybe we have few minutes, 5 minutes, if anyone wish to ask. Yes. Please ask.
Mike. It's coming.
Mike. Are you enjoying? Good. Yes, you have a few minutes, so you may ask.
Okay, so I have one question that you talk about remembrance, and for right now, if I remember Baba, I remember the face of Brahma Baba, or I remember the point of Shiv Baba, and so in the beginning, when Brahma Baba is still there, so what is the practice of remembrance of the daddies? What they remember, Shiv Baba or Brahma Baba?
When daddies or Brahma Baba remember Shiv Baba, actually Shiv Baba is a point of light, as you are also point of light soul. Our remembrance is based on relationship and recognition. That point of light is a soul. Like you are a soul, I am a soul. You know? When we recognize each other, isn't it? And then we build a relationship. So our relationship with Baba is father and child. So you can remember Baba, point of light, as a soul, supreme soul, but build a relationship is very important. Without a relationship, you cannot experience from Baba anything, isn't it? Even in the Laukik world, so many people are in relationship, you know. They have one relationship, they don't get along, another relationship. Whole world is running on relationships. But we have come out from all karmic accounts relationship, and we are now in the pure relationship with God. Because God does not have any karmic account with us. He does not have any negativity for us. So when we remember Baba, we remember Baba as point of light Baba, supreme soul, but that supreme soul is with love, as Bhavnaben was saying. When you remember Baba with love, that love is the connection with Baba. And then the soul will be opening up to Baba. Otherwise, yeah, you are point of love, I am point of light. Not yet opening to Baba. Baba is my father, eternal, mother, my friend. He has come to your life to help you. You have to realize that Baba has come in your life to help your life, to guide you towards the new world where there is no conflict. So we have to understand who is Baba. Baba is an ocean of wisdom, knowledge. Baba is an ocean of peace, ocean of love, ocean of so many positivities, energy in him. Once you know, like when you go to the doctor, you know he's a cancer doctor or the other doctor, you recognize that and you ask same question, get medicine. You know? So Shiv Baba is a point of light, is a soul, living soul, is just without the face, without body. But when you are remembering Baba, your intellect understands Shiv Baba. But Brahma Baba, where you can take drishti from Bap Dada. Definitely. So we are not remembering Baba's face, we are using Shiv Baba come in Brahma Baba's body to give us sustenance, to give us feelings, to give us drishti. And Brahma Baba is an example. You know, how he is so stable sitting in yoga. He is giving just a example, inspiration, that you can be also stable like that. You want to add, Bhavnaben? Then we can finish.
Yes, even already explained you. So I would remember Bap and Dada together. Not only Shiv Baba, not Brahma Baba, because Brahma Baba made so much effort he merged into Shubh Baba, and they became Bap and Dada. So no need to separate them, whom to remember, Bap or Dada. They both are combined. So good to let them keep combined. So if I am doing any actions in this physical world, I keep Bap Dada together. When I remember Shubh Baba in soul world, you just focus your mind on point of light and experience Baba's qualities. In physical world, keep both of them together. Because Shubh Baba works through Brahma Baba. Yeah? So I need to keep both together. Yeah? So remember both together, Shubh Baba as well as Brahma Baba. Thank you.
Last question, one more. 2 minutes left. Okay, no one. So we can remember Baba and finish. Okay.